It is Joa the Human, and you are listening to... Ooh. Oops. Oh, okay. The aux is not connected all the way. All right. You are listening to my show, For the Masses, on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tusk Freeform Radio. So I'm dedicating today's episode, or today's episode's name, is Be the Change. Because I think that's a really important quality in a person. I think it's really vital to be dynamic, able to evolve, and, you know, able to grow and adapt when things are coming your way that are not always the most, how you say, simple to conquer. I've been really thinking about this stuff lately, especially now in my like last year of college, kind of evaluating, okay, who do I want to be when I leave here? What lessons do I want to take with me? All that sort of stuff. And I will be talking about this stuff further into the show. But let's get started and get into the music. So the first song is going to be Spotless Mind by Jhené Aiko. I think this song is a beautiful encapsulation about how change is necessary and inevitable. That's quite literally the first lyric. So I hope you guys enjoy. Again, I'm Joy the Human. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. never really settled down without a place to call home. I got so used to the changes, moving from stranger to stranger. You should face it, I'm crazy.
Sunset City, go to Sun City. Walk up on the right side, I feel so pretty. Kiss my girl on her thighs, grab on her too. I know that they despise, I feel so sexy. If someone say I'm not, must have not met me. Warm you up when it's cold, you call me bestie. Don't test me, I'm too sexy.
Thank you. it, nails in a book. Whatever your vice is, however it looks, drifting off but not fading away. I think about going there every day. Lost in a story, nails in a book. Whatever your vice is, however it looks, drifting off but not fading away. I think about going there every day. Every day, every day, every day, every day.
Wake up, 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 w end is never the end. A new challenge awaits, a test no man could be prepared for, a new hell he must conquer and destroy, a new level of growth he must confront himself. The machine and the ghost within, this is the journey of the man on the moon.
Okay, hi, I'm back. This is Joe the Human. That last song was Jikanganai by Grinji. I hope my pronunciation was okay. I'm trying to learn Japanese on Duolingo. I have 150 days. Nobody talk to me. Anyways, and I will be talking over Heaven on the Beach with You by Robert Lester Folsom. So, what do I mean by be the change? What is the point of the name of this episode? Well, I will tell you. I believe that this little mantra means being honest to yourself. God, I need to spit out this gum. One moment. It means trusting your intuition, trusting your gut feeling, trusting what feels right to you, and not succumbing to the norms of society or what your parents want or what your friends want or what your partner wants. Doing what you'd want to do and what feels right, because that is an incredibly challenging thing to do. A lot of people are not, you know, living honestly with themselves and are not doing the things that genuinely bring them happiness and gratification. So, you know, this episode has a lot of like songs about change, several uplifting songs. And I really hope, you know, these kind of remind you it's okay to like leave things behind. It's okay to change your mind, because these things are actions that work for the greater good. All right. Let's get into the next song, which is going to be Grand New Spin by Gold Celeste.
Always been a search for me. rainbows and a heart full of love. Mr. Heartache, I found a way to make him leave. I got a pocket full of rainbows and a star up my sleeve. Kiss me extra tender.
Seasons go. caminando sobre el mar. Ayer quise llorar, por cierto, mas todavía no era tiempo. No era tiempo, pues el viento me guiaba. Yo volaba, yo reía, yo soñaba. Yo reía con tristeza y alegría. La, la, la. Quise llorar, por cierto, mas todavía no era tiempo. No era tiempo, pues el viento me guiaba. Yo volaba, yo reía, yo soñaba. Yo reía con tristeza y alegría.
Okay, so I think now is as good a time as any for a quick PSA. Numbers to think about: prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. The number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. The number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, so where was I? Yes, following your intuition, listening to your gut and your voice. So as I was sitting here in this chair, letting, you know, my words marinate and really trying to think about what I said, if you have bad intuition, do not follow it. You know, sometimes the brain demons and the mental, I don't know, the voices, you know, the ones, will tell you to be self-destructive or do bad things to yourself. Do not listen. Do not listen. Do not succumb, because they will be loud and they will try to get in your head. In saying to listen to your voice and your judgment, I mean, listen to what your body is telling you to set you up for success. Because although you may not be in the prime you want to be in now, and you're not feeling as great as you want to be now, you need to set the future you up for success, because that future you is coming whether you like it or not. You know, like universe forbids that something happens to you, but that future you is coming whether you like it or not, no matter what age you are. And it's really up to you to set yourself up for a better version of yourself. And that's kind of how I'm thinking about, like, you know, the future version of Joannette that is not going to be in college anymore, gonna probably have a way less structured life, probably not knowing what I'm going to do, because I don't know what I'm going to do. My life has kind of been a stream of not having answers lately, which is frustrating when everyone wants to know what your plans are after graduation. My plans are to, for lack of a better word, thug it out in the meantime. But my, you know, short-term plan is just get this diploma and perhaps Latin honors, if it is meant to be, you know. If it's not, it's not. But, you know, setting your future self up for success is, like, critical and is one of the best ways to really, you know, value, cherish, and love yourself, I think. Because the future you is always going to be better. It's always going to know more. It's going to have evolved. And look at the past version of you and be like, whoa. Because I can imagine that you all can look at a past version of yourself and be like, whoa, I, like, maybe they were doing some things right, but maybe you were suffering. Maybe you were in a bad relationship. Maybe you were just in a really bad situation. And you look at that past version of yourself and like, and are like, wow, how did I make it through that, you know? At least that's how I think of stuff, because I feel like, woof. I have endured some things that I don't know if I would have, like, the patience and tolerance to endure as the current version of myself. Because I speak, you know, I speak of myself as these different versions because we are truly, like, constantly changing and constantly evolving. And I feel like closing, like, again, back to the theme of the show, like, closing yourself up to change and staying really, how you say, just being stubborn about not wanting to do things differently, not wanting to, not wanting to adapt is bad. It's regressive. It's not, you know, like, it just doesn't function in a world, in a universe where things are constantly changing. Like, you know, the only constant is change ever. So I really hope that, you know, choosing to be a better version of yourself or work towards being a better version of yourself out of love for yourself, out of compassion, is so, so, so important. And I think it's really easy to lose sight of these things when we are so busy with work, relationships, whatever the factor may be. And we kind of get stuck in this mentality where, like, oh my God, like, my situation is so bad. Like, how am I ever going to get out of this? Like, life sucks right now. You're always going to get out of it one way or another. Like, things are never permanent. And that is honestly, like, so relieving to me, at least. Sometimes, you know, it's hard to let things go, but I was reading this quote the other day. Letting go should be a practice, not an event. Like, we need to get more used to just letting things go in our everyday lives and never, you know, prolonging the inevitable, you know? And in doing these things, in working to be a better person, you know, you shouldn't flex on the people around you and be like, oh, I'm on this healing journey. What y'all know about this? Like, y'all aren't on my level. Because, you know, we are all human. We are all people in this world navigating the world with the tools and resources we each have. You know, no one is better than anyone else. And to put yourself above other people because you are, like, you feel good and stuff, like, that is great, but, you know, never put other people down in that. So yeah, I don't know, like, this has been something that I've been really thinking about lately. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts and stuff about this type of thing, because I see myself in kind of like a changing period right now, especially because I'm just like reaching an end. And I don't know, like, it's big and it's a little overwhelming at times, but it's okay, and I'm okay. and things are okay. But, you know, it is what it is. So I guess let's get back into the music. This next song is My Love, Mine, All Mine by Mitski.
Thank you. Smiling. brighter days will soon be here. Take it from me, someday we'll all be free. Yeah.